T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think as we talked about the Jet win, this guy got most of the compliments from us, and that is DeMario Davis, who had one hell of a game 2 days ago, and he joins us now. DeMario, Joe and Evan, how are you?
DeMario, how are you?
Doing good.
So I'm watching the game Sunday, and both of us are crazy Jet fans. I'm like over 50 years I'm rooting for this team. I got a lot of scars on my body, DeMario. And I'm watching the game Sunday, and I'm saying, wait a minute, this guy 56, is this Lawrence Taylor out there? Is this Ray Lewis out there? Who is this guy? That was the best game. I'm telling you, I'm since 1965 a Jet fan. I can't remember the last time that I saw a Jet linebacker play the kind of game you played on Sunday. I mean, you were everywhere in this football game.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, man. I really do.
What clicked for you? I mean, what did you come out of the tunnel feeling like this is going to be one of those days? Because you've been in the league for 6 years now, and you tell me, maybe this isn't the best game of your career. Maybe this is a game you could find in 15 or 14 where you're like, you know what? This week I was locked in. But could you feel that coming out of the locker room?
I don't know. I just attribute it to my work in the offseason. You know, I worked extremely hard in the offseason to try to be a different player this season. I think it just that was a game where it all came together.
You know, you were traded. You were on the Jets. Then you were let go. You wind up in Cleveland, and you get traded for Calvin Pryor. Now you're back with the team. When you found out that you were coming back to the Jets in that trade with Cleveland, what were you thinking about, DeMario?
I think it was bittersweet. You know, I had built a relationship with the guys over in Cleveland, but at the same time, it was happy because, you know, this is the place that drafted me. You know, we have a lot of connections here. This is our football home, and so we were extremely happy, you know, to be coming back. But it was bittersweet.
Do you hear players as a whole, yourself included, all the chatter around about this team is tanking, this team may go 1-15, and we talk about it a lot on the air. I'll admit, DeMario, I thought you guys were going to go 1-15, 2-14. Do you hear that type of stuff? And if so, do you use it as motivation?
I think his predictions are always out there. You know, sometimes, you know, guys, they hype you up to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. And sometimes they say, you know, you're the worst thing. And so I think if you pay attention to that, it's going to be your own folly. And so we know what we have in the locker room, and we know it week in, week out, we have to go out and execute. We got a great coaching staff who give us good game plans. We got great players who can get the job done. And so it's really just going to come down to us, you know, working together and doing what we have to do to get it done to be successful.
You know, and here's the other thing, DeMario. I mean, the first 2 weeks, let's be honest, the defense wasn't any good. You guys got gashed in the Buffalo game for almost 200 yards rushing. You got gashed in the Oakland game. I mean, it was terrible. I mean, it didn't even look like you guys had linebackers out there against the Raiders. I got to be honest with you. What changed? Because not only did you have an unbelievable game, but everybody could. I mean, you know, guys that weren't even on the team 2 weeks ago, David Bass, Terrence Brooks. You know, obviously the kid, Jamal Adams, who looks like he's going to be a tremendous player, had a phenomenal game. I mean, Julian Stanford made a terrific tackle on a fourth down play against Devontae Parker. I mean, it was unbelievable. What changed from the first 2 weeks to what we saw Sunday?
I think it was just a extreme amount of accountability. I know amongst the defense, where we looked at ourselves and said, hey, you know, the coach is giving us good game plans. We know what the other team is going to do, but we're not executing at the level that we have to execute to be successful. And we took it upon ourselves to, you know, change that. You know, nobody was going to change it, you know, except us. And we went out and proved that when we, you know, to ourselves and to the world, that when we execute and play like, you know, we play, that, you know, we can be a force to be reckoned with.
We're talking to DeMario Davis of the Jets. Joe brought up Jamal Adams. What do you think of this kid? I mean, he comes in here with a lot of hype. Looks like he has a chance to be a real good player in this league. You've seen him now going back to training camp. What are your early thoughts on Jamal?
Oh, man, I've said it since I got here that him and Marcus May are two of the best rookie safeties that I've ever been around. It's not even close. And the stuff that they can do from a mental standpoint and a physical standpoint You know, I play with a lot of safeties, and those guys are the range that they have, I think, is the thing that, you know, jumps out. They both physical, willing to get out in the box. They both make plays, and they're phenomenal. You know, they're way ahead of the curve, and the fact that they're coming in and playing, you know, the amount of responsibility they have with playing as many snaps as they have, and the fact that they're handling it in such a major way, I think is they need to be applauded for.
We're talking to DeMario Davis to the Jets coming off that terrific win over Miami. Of course, Jacksonville now coming in to MetLife this week. How good is this team really? I mean, because, like, you know, Evan brought up the expectations that, you know, everybody figured, you know, maybe you're going to win a game, you know, suck for Sam to get Sam Darnold and, you know, let's get the number one pick and all of that kind of thing. But, I mean, where is, obviously, I don't know, I don't think anybody, maybe a win, maybe you expected maybe to win a couple games, but to dominate the game the way you did. I mean, I didn't see any dominant games coming from this team, and you already had one week three. Where is this team? How good, DeMario, can this team be going forward now, in your mind?
I think the feeling in the locker room is a very confident one. You know, guys knowing that we can be a really good team. You know, and it's just simply executing week in, week out. If we go do what we know that we can do and know how to do, and we'll be all right. You know, I think only time will tell. You have to do it week in and week out.
We're talking to DeMario Davis. What was the conversation like in the locker room when deciding how to handle the national anthem after everything that happened the 2 days prior?
Oh, man. We just talked about it as a team, and, you know, so much going on in the country, and, you know, it's a lot of problems out there, and, you know, not a lot of people talking about solutions. And, you know, we just came together and said, you know, what can we do to help send a message to the world? And that message is unity. It's, you know, we don't have the answers to the problem. We don't have a solution, but we know whatever the solution is, we got to find it together, and we have to be united. And that's simply what the locking of the arms represented for us, was unity. And we wanted to send that message as leaders in society that whatever the solution is to the problem, it's going to take everybody working together. It's not going to be us being divided. And, you know, 60 men from all different kind of backgrounds, different cultures, different races, different creeds, different religions, if we can just choose to stand together and be on the same page, then that's an example to the world that we can, you know, put our differences to the side and try to figure out, you know, what's the best way to go forward.
DeMario, did the owner come around to everybody? Because I read somewhere where Christopher Johnson went to everybody in the locker room and about this this situation. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean, he came down to the locker room. He came down to the locker room and asked every individual player, you know, did we mind if he joined in the locking of arms and let us all know that he disapproved of what Trump said, and that he wanted to stand in solidarity with us. And I thought it was huge, man. It increased my respect, you know, for him, because he didn't have to do that. He didn't address us as a group. He went to every individual player on the team. And that just says a lot about his character and who he is. And it made me proud to be a part of the organization.
Had you known him before that? Because obviously he's taken over for Woody, who's now working out in Great Britain. Had you had any relationship with Christopher Johnson before that?
Just small talk, you know. He's an extremely busy guy, and I've seen him around and talked to him a few hey's and hellos, and but not nothing any, you know, long-standing relationship or anything like that. But that was unique for me to see, and my respect increased for him tremendously.
Now, talk to me about Todd Bowles, because you know you were here with Rex. You played with Rex here for, you know, when Rex was the coach for a little while. I guess that's what, you know, the group that drafted you. Actually, how about, you know, obviously we know the kind of guy Rex was. How is it playing for Bowles? Because he's you know there's not much emotion out of Todd Bowles. So how about that?
Oh man, it's great. He's a great defensive mind. I mean, week in and week out, they come up with a great game plan. And it feels like every week that we play, we know what the other team, you know, is going to do, you know. And when we do, you know, what the coaches ask us to do, we see that we execute at a high level. So I think that's all you can ask for from your coaches.
DeMario, congrats on the victory. Get it done against Jacksonville.
Hey, last week it was Ajayi. This week it's Leonard Fournette. So we want to see that. Another 30-yard rushing game against Jacksonville against you guys. How about that?
All right, man. Got you, man. Hey, God bless you guys.
You too, DeMario. You too, and keep up. Keep playing like you did Sunday, all right?
Thank you.
All right, man.
DeMario Davis of the New York Jets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.